The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Welcome to Radio's Most Challenging Hour, the Word of Prophecy broadcast, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle. And ladies and gentlemen, out of your Holy Bible, the Word of Almighty God, I welcome you to hear this true prophetic message taught by Holy Ghost anointing. Also, I call your attention to this profound truth, that this ministry is establishing a voice that will be trusted in the spiritual darkness we've entered and in the arising, gathering storm of great violence and moral corruption. And I pray the Lord will truly give you ears to hear and a heart to understand this prophetic message out of your Holy Bible sent in Holy Ghost anointing. I continue the message today entitled, Where Are We Now? A question. And of course, today we'll try to answer some of those questions. Where are we now? And I would subtitle this message, We Are Being Betrayed. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope today God will give you ears to hear as I continue this message and begin in the scriptures, the prophetic scriptures of your Holy Bible from our Lord Jesus Christ in the book of Matthew, Matthew's Gospel, beginning in chapter 24 and verse 12. And Jesus said, because iniquity shall abound. That's rebellion against the Word of God. The love of many shall wax cold. The love of many. Now, who's he talking to? See, when you begin this great prophetic discourse of Jesus Christ in the first part of this chapter, this is the greatest message or prophetic forecast ever given in the Word of God. This is a great prophetic message found in your Holy Bible in Matthew, the 24th chapter. See, his disciples came. They asked him what would be the sign of his coming and what would be the signs of the end of the world or the end of the age we're living in. Well, Jesus said, first take heed that no man deceive you. Now, he's talking to Christians, isn't he? Those 12 apostles, they are Christians, and they are the whole congregation that he's talking to there as he is making these profound prophetic statements. Well, they copied them, and they wrote them for you and me, for Christians, if you please. All right, he said, let no man deceive you. That's talking about a Christian. And then he goes on, and he said, there'll be wars and rumors of wars, and there'll be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. Verse 8, all these are the beginning of sorrows. Ladies and gentlemen, we're arriving to that point in prophetic fulfillment, that the things that we're seeing in these four sword judgments that are swiftly arising against this generation we're living in, that is, terrorism, pestilence, natural or divine disasters, and famine. These things are arising in this end time. And also, he goes on and says, when you see these things happening, this is just the beginning of sorrows. For then he goes on and begins to tell us about the spiritual deception. Many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. And then that wonderful scripture I just gave you, verse 12, because iniquity shall abound. There will be a wholesale rebellion against the Word of God and any form and semblance of care about obeying the Word of God. There'll be a rejection widely about the message of God as found in our Holy Bible. Yes, people will reject it and even become defiant. And that's the spirit of our age today, is defiance against the Word of God. Well, that certainly means that we've been betrayed, because the cause of this great betrayal that Christ prophesied about is false prophets, phony preachers, and counterfeit Christians, and these old counterfeit Bibles that have been imposed upon us for the last 40 or 50 years. Ladies and gentlemen, we are the children of this age in which the prophet said there would be an arising famine for hearing the true Word of God. The holy prophets predicted this would come. And Jesus said because iniquity, rebellion against the Word of God, would be widespread here in our generation, the love of many would wax cold. All right? Now, this great prophet foretold us of this calamitous age that would arise, vastly exceeding the barbaric vandalism and treachery in past medieval dark ages of fear and terrorism. And he says in this new age of these rising dark ages that are going to be characteristic, they're going to be similar to those dark ages from 500 A.D. until 1500 A.D. And he says in this spiritual darkness, brother shall betray the brother to death, and father the son, and children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. Doesn't that sound like a gigantic betrayal that is going to be perpetrated by the spirit of Antichrist and the devil here in this end time, as that old spirit of Antichrist deceives many and leads them to a rejection of the warnings of the Word of God of the terrible, calamitous, and catastrophic ends of people who will be defiant against the Word of Almighty God is found in our Holy Bible. Now, this same prophecy that Jesus here quoted to us, or I quoted to you from Christ in Mark the 13th chapter and verse 12, now in Luke's account of this Olivet message and in our Bible, Matthew 24, Luke 21, and Mark 13 are these synoptic gospels and the same message. Now, in Luke's account, see, they vary, but always the same, the very same warning and the very same prophecy, but a little bit different wording. Now, Jesus said, and you, he's talking to Christians, you'll be betrayed both by parents, by brethren, by kinfolks, and your friends. And some of you, and that's Christ's disciples, shall they cause to be put to death. Luke 21 and verse 16, betrayed, ladies and gentlemen. And as the false prophet and the Antichrist arise out of this swiftly arising spiritual darkness and terrorism that's caused by this defiance of God's true word, well, there's a horde of today's phony Christians who will accept the false prophet and Antichrist as Messiah and the mark of the beast while rejecting the true word of God. They're going to be our greatest enemies. And these Christians that have failed to turn their children to the fear of God, they're going to be betrayed into the Antichrist's hands for severe persecution and even death. And likewise, many of our friends and relatives who pretend to be saved will betray us. And this is in the words of Christ, in the words of his apostles, and in the prophetic forecast of the great prophets of the Old Testament, including Daniel. In Daniel, the 11th chapter, verses 32 through 35, he makes it definitely clear and in every detail. Well, we're being betrayed, and the word betrayed means to lead astray, to seduce, to deliver to an enemy by treachery, to prove false, to be a traitor to. Well, politicians have betrayed us, and it hurts. School teachers have betrayed our confidence we put in them and ruined our children. Parents have betrayed the trust of their children, and now look at what a mess our home in this nation, the homes of this nation are in. But the worst of all, ladies and gentlemen, are the preachers. Yeah, they're the worst of the traitors and the most treacherous here in our generation. They've betrayed God's people. They have seduced and led them astray, as the scriptures have forewarned. And we have been betrayed by these men that we put our trust into. Preachers have betrayed the trust that God's people placed in them over the last 35 or 40 years. And the scriptures warn us, for the leaders of this people cause them to err and they that are led of them are destroyed, says God's holy prophet in Isaiah 9:16. Again, the prophet of God cried out, "Woe to the shepherds that eat the fat and clothe themselves with the wool and kill them that are fed. You feed not the flock. The disease you haven't strengthened. You haven't healed that which was sick. Neither have you bound up that which was broken. Neither have you brought again that which was driven away. Neither have you sought that which was lost. But with force and cruelty you've ruled over them and taken from them." Ezekiel the 34th chapter, verses 1 through 4. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, the politicians have betrayed us. The radical elements, driven by the evil spirits of Antichrist in our day here, are polarized into a united political front against the majority. And the vilest men and women are exalted in this nation of ours. And the scriptures warn us also by the prophet of God, the wicked will walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. Psalm 12 and verse 8. Well, husbands and wives, fathers and mothers have betrayed the trust their children placed in them, and now the dragon's teeth we've sown have germinated and grown into a bitter harvest that we're all beginning to reap. My, what a time in this famine for hearing the word of the living God. Well, a terrible famine for hearing God's word, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, has arisen very swiftly upon us. That's a prophecy from God's prophet in Amos, the 8th chapter, verses 11 through 13. Well, God's raised up this ministry with its divining messages and its holy saints to make intercession for Christ's backslidden church and this old, sick society that we're living in through fasting and prayer. Well, these troubles and crises I'm reminding you of from the prophets in Christ and the apostles of our Holy Bible, the prophetic scriptures of our Holy Bible, they're going to magnify until we enter into that beginning of sorrows as Jesus predicted in Matthew 24 and verse 8. And we're not going to bury our heads in the sand, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going to close our eyes to these rising calamities and catastrophes as the prophet forecast destruction cometh. They'll seek peace and there'll be none. Mischief shall come upon mischief, and rumor shall be upon rumor, and then shall they seek a vision of the prophet. From Ezekiel 7, 25 and 26. Well, God's people soon are going to seek the prophet's vision, and these rumors and subsequent sorrows will continue to fall upon us, and we must not bury our heads in the sand as the proverbial ostrich and feebly hope that our troubles and painful ills will go away. Every day open your eyes and look. Our distresses and confusion increase in intensity. These will soon erupt into a deafening fury, into the rising predicted gathering storm, because sinister forces of evil, they're precipitating global and national crises that are inflicting their deadly pains into government, our homes, our churches, our schools, and into the whole economic and political spectrum of our society. We are destroying ourselves, and we are being betrayed. And I pray the Lord today will turn your ears to the truth and turn you away from your sins and evil habits to the Lord Jesus Christ for His mercy and grace. Our Father and our God, we ask You in the name of Jesus to grip every heart and soul in this message with its power and persuasion, to turn them to old-fashioned repentance and to Your holiness. We ask it in Jesus' name, and amen. This is Brother Ray Pringle. You've heard another Word of Prophecy broadcast. Our mailing address is Word of Prophecy Fellowship, Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. Ladies and gentlemen, you can have this message in print by your letter of request without cost or obligation, or on video and audio cassette by your offering of support. And I hope God will touch some of your hearts to help support us with your tithes and offerings. Write me this week to Brother Ray Pringle, Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. And may God grip your hearts in this message with its power and persuasion until our next broadcast is our prayer.